James 3:6, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell." Words can do a great deal of damage in this world. The greater the platform for sinful speech, the greater the potential damage. Many who have influence use words that stir anger or cause discouragement or slander or spread lies. These words have real-world impact. Some use these words deliberately. Others fail to understand that the results of their words are not under their control. Words are a window into our hearts, and if our tongues are filled with malice and anger, then certainly our hearts must be the same. For the believer, our words should reflect faith, commitment, and obedience to Jesus Christ. We should examine what we have a tendency to say, even in private. Doing this will give us a glimpse into the true nature of our character. This exercise may encourage or rebuke. If rebuke comes, we should be careful not to ignore it. James 3:6, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell."